Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody. This is another edition of Rhapsody Interviews. I'm Phil Lindsay. Of course, I'm here with Righteous Reg. But we have a special guest in the building. Very, very excited to have him on. Leo Rush is in the building. Funny enough, just happened to see your tweet go up earlier this week, and he was saying he's looking to do some interviews. I was like, hey, we have a podcast, we can do interviews.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I want to say first, initially, thank you for being here. A big reason that I have this space, I'm in this space now, you play a big role in it, Leo. At one point, the landscape of wrestling, I was like, I want to enter this landscape of wrestling, but I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really know where I wanted to go with it. And then these things started happening. One thing happened was, shout out to ACH, this t-shirt toll situation business happened. And I was like, that first thing happened. I was like, okay, they're not handling this. Nobody knows how to talk about this. Nobody knows how like black men in this space are supposed to exist. And then the second situation was when you got released from WWE and everything surrounding that. And there were so many outlets and so many fans and so many people not talking about this in the right way, not knowing what kind of surrounded the situation. So I was like, I have to get into this space specifically because there's situations like this that need to be talked about by people like us. So first, I want to start out by saying thank you for being here. And how's your mental health recently? And how are you? Before we get into it.
First off, I want to say thank you for having me on. And second, that's amazing. I really appreciate you sharing, you know, that I played a role in you getting in this space. It's pretty cool knowing that I've inspired you. You know, it's not often where people say you inspire me to do something else that's not wrestling. So right. It's pretty right. Cool to hear that. But if I'm being completely honest with you, I'm not where I want to be entirely, but I'm getting there. It's a process. It's day by day, taking baby steps, but we're getting there, gearing myself up for 2024. Still processing a lot that happened in 2023. But we're moving in a positive route. I will say that.
Yeah, of course you had some good things going this year, whether that be Wrestle Kingdom and a lot of things going. But you had a match lined up right after the Best of Super Juniors, your first appearance at the Best of Super Juniors, by the way. But then you got struck in with illness like right before that, and you had to back out. Hopefully everything is better right now. It seems like you're in a better space. Clean cut, as we talked about before you came on here. I guess for people that don't know, what happened? Because I think it was kind of like we just heard that you were ill and you had to back out of the match with Hiromu and Speedball. and then you put the tweet up, and then of course put out the album talking about the experience. So for people that don't know, what was going on at that time?
Well, this was the Road to Destruction tour that led to, I can't even remember what the name of the show was, that was supposed to happen with me, Hiromu, and Mike Bailey. But a few days before, or maybe like a week before the match was supposed to go down, I ended up getting really sick. I still don't know what it was, if I'm being completely honest with you. They ran some tests on me. It wasn't COVID, but I ended up losing about 15 pounds. At one point, I was throwing up blood in my hotel room. I got a hernia because of all of the retching and throwing up and everything like that. My hair started to break off, so I don't know really what was going on. And then, as soon as I got to America, it ended up just being a process of me taking some time to rest and recover. I could barely walk. The plane ride back to America was hell, a 15-hour journey. And then I went straight to England from there shortly after to spend some time with my family on that side. But yeah, it was a lot, and I wasn't able to move on with the rest of the tour. I put up a tweet today, actually, kind of explaining everything and how I was supposed to stay in Japan with my family, and that ultimately not happening, and me having to go back, and my family couldn't join me in Japan. So ended up me being without a job, without a home, without damn near anything, because I had to move from LA to go to Japan and pack up everything. It's a lot. We could be on here talking about the little details for over an hour, but but things are doing good now. I got my way back up. It is what it is, man. I was in a position to definitely soar. I feel like I was put in a position to shine, and unfortunately, you know, the opportunity just kind of got swept from underneath my feet. Bad timing, horrible time. So it's all good. I've gone through a lot of things in my life that I've been able to build myself back up from, so this will be no different.
Right. Well, beyond that, I think before the injury happened, you were having an amazing run out there in New Japan. The Best of the Super Juniors work was so strong. You were so, I mean, you're so unique, and it shined super brighter in Japan, though, just because, you know, the contrast of being a black man, having all these things. Talk to me a little bit about that experience of the Best of Super Junior, because I talked to the homie, shout out to Jet Knight, Kevin Knight, about the experiences you guys have over there and how different it is compared to, you know, wrestling over here in America.
That Best of Super Juniors tournament was definitely the most fun that I've had in wrestling in a very long time. And I feel like it tested me as a performer a lot. The Japanese wrestling experience is intense. The schedule is intense. The crowds that we have to wrestle for are so into what we do. I think the biggest takeaway of wrestling in Japan versus wrestling in America are the differences between, you know, the people that we're wrestling in front of. I think it's just viewed a little differently in Japan, and they study wrestling a lot differently than how American wrestling fans study wrestling. So it makes you feel like you're more in the moment. It brings out certain emotions in you that really quite aren't there in America. I don't really know how to explain it, but it feels a lot more competitive. Mm. It feels like a competitive sport. It feels a lot more hard hitting. Yeah, so wrestling in Japan definitely is a much different experience to wrestling in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of that Best of Super Juniors, I think when you first came back and they aired the vignette for you with like the Bad Child music and everything, just the reaction to it was so good. But you could see throughout the tournament, like with every match, you could see the crowd getting louder and louder for you. Like, just, what was the experience like?
It was incredible. Being able to build and grow with the Japanese audience was something that I'll never forget. You know, ultimately it led into people handing me their babies in the front row. That was pretty intense, but definitely an amazing experience. It just shows, you know, how much they trusted me, how much they believed in me, how much they, you know, and how they looked at me and viewed me as not only a wrestler, but I think as a person. I think I was able to connect with them on such an emotional level that you don't see often, especially from an American wrestler, mm-hmm. Especially a Black wrestler at that. You know, culturally, it's just looked at a little differently. So mm-hmm. my experience in Japan and with the Japanese audience was incredible. They feel like family to me. They are family to me at this point. They've seen me grow as a performer. They've seen me bust out in tears backstage and in front of them in the ring. So I love my experience in Japan.
It's crazy how strongly they've taken to you. It's like, it's really an amazing kind of experience to see. You're such a dynamic, interesting, unique wrestler. Coming back, they've announced already a couple of your return matches. Coming back into the game, how do you train? How do you get back into about to be in a GCW ring at the beginning of January?
Right now, I'm doing a lot of cardio. Mm-hmm. You know, I spend a lot of time just resting, a lot of time not really doing anything other than working on my music. I started off with extremely long walks. I'd walk every day. I'm pretty big on injury prevention when it comes to my knees, mm-hmm. just because of the style of wrestling that I do. I've got to be able to move and move at a pace that makes Leo Rush. So, right. It's for me, it's slow and steady wins the race. I don't try to do too much. I don't try to overexert myself. I'm not a big, heavy gym lifting type of guy. I feel like I kind of used to be, but you know, right now I'm all about injury prevention. It's a lot of stretching. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of ice. It's a lot of, you know, massage. It's a lot of, you know, just things that will not get me injured in the ring. You know, I'm not going in there trying to lift up 350 pound plus people. So it's no need to hit the gym and start squatting and bench pressing, you know, a million pounds. So it's all good.
Yeah. Speaking of GCW, you do have a big match coming up in January against the young GOAT, Myron Reed. Mm. Another really good cruiserweight, if you say, or like high speed wrestler. Like, I guess, how are you feeling about that match? How are you feeling about possibly getting back to GCW after everything that happened this year?
Coming back to GCW is going to be pretty special, because I feel like I always come back to GCW when things like this happen, when I have like a little hiccup or setback or an injury. I feel like that audience, that fan base, they they embraced me with open arms. GCW is the first place that I came to as soon as I got released from WWE. Yep. So I feel like that kind of set the tone for our relationship and that connection that we do have. So I'm looking forward to it. As far as Myron, you know, I'm no stranger to Myron. Myron's no stranger to me. We were able to have a lot of matches throughout the pandemic era and in front of no people. So it'll be pretty cool to get in front of an audience like a GCW crowd and you know, do what we do best. But Myron's in for a long night.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. That's actually a good transition. You're going to face Myron Reed, two wrestling rappers facing off in the ring. You've been releasing a lot of music, Leo, since, you know, you've gotten heavy into being a rapper, getting into your music. Talk to us about how important of a role music played in kind of helping guide you through the stuff you were going through after Japan.
It played a huge role just because I didn't really know how to express how I felt.
As a rapper, I totally understand that.
Yeah, I didn't really know. But I feel like I always find my voice. I always find, you know, how I want to express myself within the music while I'm creating. Mm-hmm. So I knew it, you know, exactly what I needed to do as soon as I got back from Japan. I needed to get in a studio. I needed to, you know, put those headphones on. I needed to hear myself. I needed to hear my thoughts, and I needed to put the words together. So, music plays a huge role in my everyday life and just what I do in wrestling. From fashion, from the entrance music, from just how I present myself in general. So, yeah, music plays a huge role.
Yeah, for sure. I say when I look at your work, like none of your looks or none of your presentation looks the same. Like if you look at like NXT, Leo, it's drastically different than you coming to the main roster or even your stuff on 205 Live. And even when you look at that compared to like your AEW run or what you've done with New Japan, it's just drastically different. The look is different. The music is different. So like, I know the music, like you said, plays a big part into it, but like, is there anything else that like inspires you to like create like these different looks and characters?
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The music really, you know, I feel like 2023, was about finding me, and presenting my most authentic self. And I feel like with music, you know, being an artist, and I feel like that's ultimately who I am. I'm an artist. So, you know, different releases, different drops are going to have different feels, different themes, different, you know, genres or whatever the case may be. And that's why I decide to, present, visually, you know, if I'm feeling like a thug one day, I'm gonna make a rap album or whatever the case may be. And I'm gonna come out dressed in a bubble coat. If I'm feeling like a rock star one day, I'm gonna make a rock album, and I'm gonna come out, you know, with my dread swinging and playing air guitar. If I'm feeling like, you know, I want to go, you know, throw some haystacks or whatever the case may be, I might come out looking like Brock Lesnar with the cowboy hat on. You never know. So I feel like however I feel, whatever, you know, kind of music I decide to put out, I feel like that's what I want to present within wrestling. Because, like I said, I'm an artist, and I can't just stick to one thing. And I feel like wrestling, you know, at first, you wouldn't really normally see wrestlers switch up their personas or gimmicks or characters as often as I probably do. But I think wrestling is evolving. I think it's ultimately going to get to a point where you're starting to see wrestlers come out in different kinds of gear every single show. You know, if they want to wear trunks, they can wear trunks. If they want to wear shorts the next match, they can wear shorts. If they want to wear tights the next match, they can wear that. I think it's all going to accumulate and just kind of like blend together. Yeah, that's how I look at my wrestling character and my wrestling persona. It's just blending the music and presenting that visually, matching the both of them up.
For sure. You know, every time, Leo, there's you make like a return, or there's a match announced, or some kind of Leo Rush news is out, there's always some loser.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yes. There's always some loser that's like, retirement. I thought this guy was retired. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Can we put these dumb ass rumors to rest for good and stop these losers from being losers?
They can keep saying it if they want to.
Doesn't bother you.
Why would it? Yeah. Why would it? Why would it? Yeah. Why would it?
I feel you. Fuck y'all. Y'all are dumb. We're tired of it.
Yeah, on a more positive side of like reactions online, I feel like the Dynamite match from, I think it was like November 10th or something like that, 2021, and it was you and Dante and Matt Sydal.
Oh, I love that match.
And Lee Moriarty. That is one of those matches that comes up a lot on a timeline. People like share the clip of it a lot. Or people always talk about like how special that match was to them. How much do you see of that? And, like, do you like feel the same way like about that match?
I will see that clip come up from time to time. Yeah, that was something special for sure. Mm-hmm. That was definitely something special for sure. I mean, the people that were a part of that match, and I think the chemistry that we had, not just in the ring, but outside of the ring too, I think we all got along pretty well. I think we all had the same goal in mind, and that was to, you know, put on a show, mm-hmm. Put on an absolute show, you know, entertain the people. So I think that's why that came off across. Nobody, I feel like nobody was really, you know, selfish in all of that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. That was a cool time. I really enjoyed my stint with Dante. It's really cool to see what he's doing now. It's great to see him back in the ring after that nasty injury. It's good to see, you know, him back with his brother. You know, that's something that always actually stuck out to me. You know, doing stuff with Dante, there was always a little bit of guilt there because I knew that his brother was not there. So, you know, I had a brother that passed away. So I never really knew what it was like to have a brother. I grew up with five sisters. So that always stuck out to me in the back of my mind. Like, oh man, like, I wonder how Darius like feels like watching me team with his brother, like on TV right now. It always did rub me like the wrong way. So, but it's really cool to see them in the ring together again, killing it. It's just amazing.
With this new kind of return back to GCW, kind of back to your roots, do you have kind of new goals, different goals, same goals as the previous incarnation of Lio Rush, or is this brand new everything?
See, you're going to have to wait. You're gonna have to wait. Okay. I think this interview's over. You're asking too many goddamn questions now. Yeah. You're gonna have to wait. I mean, okay. But man, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't want to be the best at doing it. So 2024, just bring them all. I want to test myself. I want to test people. People are too goddamn nice. You know, that's what it is. 2023, people are too damn nice. And I'm fucking tired of it.
Mm. Preach on, brother.
Everybody want to take pictures with each other. Everybody want to shake hands at the end of the match. Everybody want to say that they're the best. And nobody wants to step up and counter say they're the best. I'm the best, and people know I'm the best. So put me in a ring with the best, and we'll see who the best is.
Mm. Big talk.
I mean, you know, speaking of which, I mean, just given the way the last run in Japan ended, there's unfinished business there. I mean, of course, you got the dream match that you wanted with Hiromu, and it got over really well at the New Japan Cup Finals. But I still feel like there was a rematch there that we didn't get. And, of course, you made it your goal to be the first black IWGP junior heavyweight champion. How soon do we get you back in Japan?
Now, see, that is not a question for me. And I will leave it at that.
Well, I do think you had a really successful run this year in Japan.
Same.
Whether that be teaming with Yo and winning the Super Junior Tag League in 2022 and having a match at Wrestle Kingdom, having a match at New Japan Cup that we mentioned, and the Super Best of Super Juniors. I would love to see you go back over there
Same.
And finish the story. I know that's like the wrestling trope at this point, but I just, for me, and that could be partly my bias, I just feel like there was more that could have been done, and I would just like to see you finally get that moment of lifting that belt over your head.
Man, the world is waiting. They've been waiting.
Do you have any contract aspirations, or are you just kind of moving day by day at the moment?
Right now it's day by day, but in 2024, I am looking for a home.
For sure.
I think that's the main thing that I'm looking for in 2024 is stability. Mm-hmm. It's been, I think what a lot of people are doing right now with, wrestling here, wrestling there, wrestling is really at a really hot point right now, and everybody's excited. Everybody wants to, collaborate. Everybody wants to get the rub. Everybody wants to, everybody wants to. Everybody wants to be everywhere. Everybody wants to be seen everywhere. But I feel like for me, I've done that for the past 2-3 years now. I've wrestled everywhere. I've bounced from here to there to there. That's not really something that I'm looking for right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's great for the companies. It's great for a lot of the wrestlers, a lot of guys and girls who haven't had the opportunity to wrestle in Japan, wrestle in TNA, wrestle in AEW, wrestle in all of the independent circuits. I did it. And at this point, I think it started to bleed a little too much into home life.
That's fair. Being the weekend journeyman type thing.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot for me. It's a lot for my wife. It's a lot for my boys. And I think we're all looking for a little bit of stability right now.
Mm-hmm.
So 2024, I'm not really looking to be the journeyman. I'm looking to be the man who's going to put a company on my back and be a champion. So that's what I'm looking for in 2024.
Dope.
Yeah, I guess a follow-up question to that would be, do you have a destination in mind? Is there a place that you're looking at like, I fit here, I know I could go there and I could put this place on my back?
I know I could do that anywhere. I've already been tested. I've already showed that I am that I can be a champion. I've already shown that I can be a top guy. Now it is, again, whoever is going to offer a contract, whoever's going to offer a deal that makes sense for me and my family. Like I said, I've done a lot. I feel like I've done it all. At this point, I want to be in one place, and whoever is going to, show whoever is going to show interest in me and have that faith in me to be that person for their company, I think that's where I'll ultimately land. I don't have a specific place in mind. Whoever's paying, that's what I'm looking at. Whoever is willing to invest in me, I know my worth. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I bring to the table. I know how professional I can be, but at the same time, I also know how man, it's a lot. We might be on here for a minute. Y'all got some time?
Yeah, we got some time.
We got time.
it's a lot to think about, because I'm coming up on 10 years. 2024 will be my 10th year in wrestling, and I'm looking to do something special. I'm looking to do something that I haven't been able to do yet. I think I'm fully capable of being a world champion, not just a champion, but a world champion. And I feel like I want to do that, not for myself, but just for my family, for Black people, mm-hmm. or for short people, it's a lot that I'm thinking about in 2024. We're not all the way there yet. Maybe we might have to do a second interview on New Year's. Mm-hmm. My thoughts are there, but 2024 is going to be a special year. I'm not getting into it to do random things, random matches, things that are gonna put me on the shelf.
I'm coming. Everything's with a purpose.
Everything is with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Everything is with a purpose, for sure.
That's great to hear, Leo, man. We're really honestly beyond everything, beyond backstage politics, beyond shenanigans. We're just ready to see you back in the ring, man. Like I said, you're one of the most dynamic, interesting. There's nobody still in the game that does it like you. Like, your style is still yours. We know when you're doing your thing that's Leo Rush. And that's rare these days, because you see so many carbon copies. I guess people are copying you, but you see so many carbon copies that it gets muddied up. So to see such a unique superstar as you consistently do your thing and up your game, we're just excited about it. So we're happy to see you back. I hope that you do get that big contract, because you do deserve it. You've shown us that you can carry a championship. You could carry a promotion. You could carry a division. So we're just trying to see it on the highest level we can moving into 2024.
No, for sure. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And I believe it will happen. Where that's going to be, I don't know. But I will be working towards that. And I firmly believe that anything that I put my mind to, I can accomplish it. It hasn't failed me yet. So yeah, 2024, you can expect for me to be hopefully locked down somewhere. And I will be a world champion somewhere.
I don't want to leave on too somber of a note, but do you have like a new kind of energy, life moving forward after like the tragedy you had with your trainer? Losing your trainer, do you look at the wrestling business different after that?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I often think about what he would say right mm-hmm. now. There's definitely a lot of times where I'm just kind of sitting down, staring in a corner, wishing that I could ask him a question, But if he were still here, and if I were to ask him any kind of advice or questions on how to move or, how to approach something, or he'd honestly probably say, fuck the bullshit and do you. And that is as real as it gets. I think so many people just care too much. People care too much what people say about them. People care too much what the next person is doing. People care too much about things that don't matter. I feel like life is too short. Moments are too short. People are always going to have something to say about you regardless. A lot of people are going to love you. A lot of people are going to hate you. Who cares? I'm at a point right now where, all the noise surrounding is non-existent. I got tunnel vision in 2024. And I'm not interested in entertaining any bullshit, because I don't have time for it.
Kind of a good place to end on, man. I appreciate you for coming through. Of course, check out his music. No Time to Heal is available. Where can they grab that album if they don't know?
Yeah, if they can grab it on any digital streaming platform, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, if people still listen. You listen to music on Tidal?
Yeah. I'm on Apple Music. I should be on Tidal, though, as an artist.
Yeah, Apple Music, just anywhere. You can go to the link in my bios on any of my social media platforms, whether that be Twitter, Instagram, and click on the link in my bio. You'll see the link to my project, No Time to Heal, out right now.
Yeah, and on the wrestling side, be heading to Columbus in January, where he will wrestle Myron Reed for GCW. That is on January 13th. Keep an eye out for this guy in 2024. It's going to be a big year. We're manifesting it. Again, appreciate you for coming through. This has been Grapsy Interviews. I'm Phil Lindsay. It's Righteous Rich. Peace.
We out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.